Radio show starting.
Yes, we're sorry about the communication problem and the hang up, and I don't know what happened, but this is the continuation of our opening of our show. Take it away, guys.
Well, with what I was saying is us veterans, we took an oath to help all Americans, and, you know, so that's what we do. Nobody relieved us of our duty, and we believe in that oath, you know. So, and we would like to help train everybody to be prepared. And with your 72-hour survival pack, I mean, that is an awesome idea. I know I've, in the Defenders, I guess a few months back, I actually showed just what I keep in my vehicles. You know, so I think I posted the video on yours, in yours also, didn't I?
You did. It was a fantastic video. I recommend people get on there and check it out. But having a bug out for your vehicle is essential. Having one for your home is great. Something easy and quick, lightweight to grab, perfect. But also having a small amount of food, a way to cook it, fire, warmth, water is pretty essential. You may have been out in the, just driving out in the wilderness, you know, checking, you know, or on a hike. You get a flat tire, you're far away from any telephone service, you're stuck out there for a day or two, you're going to want the essentials to get through the,
right,
through the time you're stuck out in the wilderness. There's all sorts of different scenarios and reasons why we should prepare. But it's important to be prepared now and not be stuck out there with nothing to get by.
Right.
Exactly.
You know, and
welcome back, Lorna.
Hi.
Welcome back, Lorna.
Hey, Lorna.
Hi.
One of the things that we always stress in survival, you have three most important things that you need: water, shelter, and fire. And then after those, then you need food. So,
certainly,
you know, learning how to run snare traps, create a bow and arrow, lighting a fire with a bow drill, friction fires, magnesium sticks. There is an abundance of things you could learn. You know, so get out, you know, and it's not real expensive. I mean, it doesn't cost a whole heck of a lot. And one of the things that we always stress, get out and practice. You know, maybe
absolutely
take a day hike out in the woods somewhere and practice these, what you would need in a survival situation, you know. Take the kids, take your family out and teach them. Work together, you know, because without water especially, you won't survive. You will not survive.
Absolutely. And it's kind of fun to take your kids out and teach them those life skills. I'm grateful I had a father that did those things for me, getting
right
out there. Us kids enjoying it. And it really does it gives us a sense of security. It helps build self-esteem and self-worth in kids. So it's always good to get out and enjoy each other, spend that one-on-one time with your kids, and learn some survival
right
skills. It's fun. It is a lot of fun.
Definitely.
Exactly. I've taught. I have I have five children, and when they were younger, ever since they were younger, I've had them out in the woods, taught them everything I've known. I've taught them how to shoot, everything, since they were 5 years old.
So what age is a good age to start doing that with the kids?
As soon as they start walking,
the
they're not in the woods.
Exactly.
That's good. I know. What?
As soon as they start walking, get them out in those woods.
Exactly. Well,
I got granddaughters that are 4 of that.
That's the best time to take them out.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I taught my kids at a very early age. I started with shooting. I first started them out with a BB gun. And then after, you know, gun safety, man, that's my biggest pet peeve. Take them out with a BB gun first. Then once they got a little older, then I started with the next was a 22. You know, you could go with like a 410 shotgun, which doesn't kick. You know, when they get after the 22. Then you can start them out with a small pistol, like a 38. A 380 is good with a pistol because it's, you know, even a 22 pistol or a rifle. So, you know, it's 4 years old is actually a good age to take them out even with a BB gun to start teaching them.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Yep. And it's important, too, I want to stress, to teach kids what firearms are and how to handle
right.
them. You hear these stories of these kids going over to neighbors' houses or kids coming over to your house. They don't know exactly what they're holding. They know what's important. They don't know how to use it. They don't know the safety. So getting kids out there, showing them what it does and teaching them the essential safety. Gun safety
right.
is so important for young children. And it's good to help them develop a passion for going out and enjoying time in wildlife, target practicing and developing those skills.
Exactly.
It's a lot of fun.
You know, and not only are you teaching them about gun safety and how to handle a firearm, but you're also bringing up the next generation that will abide and how do I want to put this for the Second Amendment rights. You know what I mean? It moves forward just like our forefathers, you know, freedom of speech, the Second Amendment, the First Amendment. I mean, so the next generation, hell, maybe they can join the NRA. They love, and I tell you what, the NRA actually has stuff for kids. You know, they have shooting competitions. They have all kinds of stuff that you can do.
Yeah, that's great to develop that self-esteem. You get out there and get them in competitions and help them exercise their constitutional rights. Absolutely.
Right.
Now,
so I think,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. No, go ahead.
No, go right ahead.
No, I was just going to reiterate what we were talking about. You know, getting those kids out, spending one-on-one time with them too. I mean, just getting them out there and not exercising their Second Amendment rights, but teaching them survival skills. My father would take us on hikes as young children, and as we were walking along the hike, he would teach us trail hiking etiquette. You know, how to respect our wildlife and respect our forests, deserts. And then also teaching us wild edibles. And we're also teaching that on our Patriots Prepared group as well.
Awesome. That's what I was going to say was go ahead and give yourself a shout out of the name of your group and what you guys do.
Oh, thank you for the opportunity to be able to come on here and do this. Patriots Prepared is a group that's a nonviolent, non-racist. We aren't a militia. We're a group aimed at teaching people emergency self-sufficiency skills that are necessary to help themselves in an emergent situation. We've got a couple events going on right now. We talked a little bit about the 72-hour pack challenge and the 2 months starting February 1st. Each week, you know, we urge people, we're starting out really simple. We're urging people to collect things from their homes for first aid kits, get their packs ready, get their mess kits, which is a small cooking kit. I avoid the plastic ones. I like the aluminum because you can cook on those. Water purification, you know, heat blankets, emergency blankets, those types of things. It ends March 31st. And we've already posted the first four weeks. And we'll be focusing on fire kits and those types of things in March. But we want to get people kick-started. Let's see. We're throwing and hosting a tactical emergency casualty care class March 28th and 29th. In Utah County, and we have an EMT trainer from Idaho coming down to teach us how to handle active shooters, mass casualty situations. That'll be exciting for anyone who wants to join in. Get on our Patriots Prepare Team Facebook page, and there's a link to register in the event. I highly recommend checking that out. That's going to be a lot of fun and essential for us to prepare for those type of emergent situations as well.
That is really awesome.
Definitely.
Man, if I lived out there, I would definitely go to it just to maybe things that I don't know that I didn't, you know, learn in the military. So it's always helpful, you know. Just because we were in the military, we don't know everything. Believe me. Yes, we've been through a lot, but we don't know everything. So it's always good, you know, to brush up on things, you know. And my grandpa was, he taught us at an early age, you know, if you do not learn something new every day, you're not living. So, and that holds true.
Yes, and it's good to refresh your memory too.
Right.
Absolutely, and keep developing those much needed skills.
Mhm. Right. Every just like our group, like our saying goes, everybody has something to contribute. There might be something that somebody does on one of your outdoor activities that you'll be like, wow, I didn't know you could do that. So it's always a learning experience, even us old dogs.
Absolutely. You know, and it's important to exercise those talents and those passions. If you like hiking and you know trail etiquette, that's great. If you're a medic, you know, that's a great talent. You can spread and teach others. You know, if we all learn, we can pass that knowledge on to future generations and ensure their safety and well-being as well.
Oh, yes, exactly. And, you know, this is one thing that I always tell people, you know, especially with the younger generation, you know, us as parents, if we don't teach the younger generation, what kind of life are they going to have? You know? So,
yep. Oh yeah.
You know, getting the kids involved is very, very important.
Yeah, because
it kind of scares me with these younger generations. They don't know how to make soap. They don't know how to tie knots. A lot of them, you just don't have those even basic skills to, you know, if they were, you know, without something for a little while, how do you gather it? How do you make it?
Right, right. Well, and
I want
you know,
to put an obstacle course out here for the kids.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, now I can't, but. But.
See, and I've taken my kids out on a camping trip. And we wouldn't take a tent. We wouldn't take any food. And I would teach them, you know, if one of them, there is so much plants out here, but you really have to know and study what you have in your area that can help you also. That is a very good thing to know. What plants are edible? What kind of plants that can help you tend to a cut? You know, antibiotics, antibacterials. You know, there's a number of plants all across the United States that can actually help you. But you do have to know them. And
certainly, great edibles, great medicinal plants. And it is important. It's fun to get out there and learn something about nature, study a little bit,
right.
And it's fun to also cook with it. I cooked some purslane up the other day with some onions and told the kids I was serving up some weeds, and my kids just dove right in, and we had the neighbor kids over, and they actually liked it. It was good raw, and it was good cooked. They ate it. I was really impressed.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's fun.
You know, when you get kids, it's also, you know, like you said earlier, it's a bonding moment with your kids, too, you know. Not
or
only are you teaching them, or grandkids, yes.
Absolutely, yeah, grandkids can join in the fun, too, at 4, right? Or younger.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
It definitely is a great way to bond. I love spending that time out in the wilderness with my family. Developed some great memories that I will never forget, and great skills that I can pass on to future generations. And it helped me develop a passion for the outdoors, and and give me the skills to survive if I needed to. And another thing too, we didn't talk about the situation in Venezuela. Their entire infrastructure.
Oh, yeah.
Collapsed, and if they had just the ability to build a solar still to purify water, I see pictures of people collecting water from sewer pipes and things like that. They don't have power and those types of things like that. They, you know, just given basic skills could ensure survival in those types of situations.
All right, we do have a caller.
Awesome. Bring him on.
Good evening.
Caller, you're on the air.
Good evening. How is everybody?
Ah,
doing good.
How are you?
Yes, it is.
I'm not doing too bad. I'm staying up past my bedtime because I really wanted to participate. I was really hoping that Heather would be on. I was fortunate enough to get on the Utah site. And the Patriots prepared. I really do like the advent of the 72-hour, you know, survival pack. You mentioned skill sets.
Absolutely. Welcome. And thanks for jumping on and joining our group. We love having you.
My pleasure. My pleasure. You mentioned skill sets. And now, my daddy, he taught me a lot of stuff, you know, early on. The military taught me a lot as well. But what I'm finding in Pennsylvania is a lot of the millennial morons, that's what I call them,
right?
I've seen this, literally, I've seen it. You put 10th graders, sophomores, in a classroom with a regular can and a can opener, and they don't know what to do.
They don't even know
they
how to pull out the pasta.
They do not know how to operate a manual can opener.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, my question is.
Oh, she's talking about you,
Lorna.
Oh, what happened?
you are so tough on her. Oh my gosh. But
that's
I love
my little
that woman.
Sister.
She's a doll.
Maybe
she's a doll. But one of the things I'd like to add, hopefully, is that by teaching the skill sets, even to those who don't necessarily want to learn them, perhaps we can get through to some of them before it's too late, where they simply expire, if you will, because of starvation or inexperience or lack of knowledge.
Agreed. Now, I apologize, but I didn't catch your name.
My name is Cassandra Berlitech.
Cassandra, thank you for what you just said. It is so important, and a lot of these kids will, you know, you get these kids out in groups. I've taught church groups and foster kid groups, and getting them out there, a lot of them will fight it because it's not something that they're used to. It's getting them out of their comfort zone. And
right.
Letting them know that they have the ability and the talent within them to learn this is so crucial. And I've seen it's been life-changing to see to get these kids out in situations where they're out of their comfort zone and they're learning something. Seeing the change in them and seeing them light up is so thrilling to me. And giving them skills, it's beautiful, and it is very necessary. I agree.
Well, sometimes you just got to hit them with a brick, too.
That's what happens.
It's like this. You better figure out how to catch that fish if you want to be eaten tonight.
That's
figure out how to start that campfire if you want to cook that fish, unless you plan on having sushi.
Right.
Certainly. I would love, you know what, I encourage, if there are parents that are uncomfortable, they don't have the skills, send them to some of our summer workshops. We're going to be throwing a lot of workshops in Utah County, Weber County, free workshops for kids to learn. And, you know, some are just an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. But it's great to get those kids out there. Sign them up. Get them in our workshops and help them develop those important skills.
Another, my youngest son lives in Salt Lake City, Utah. And I am going to direct him to you if he shows any interest.
Would love that. Would absolutely love
is
that.
There,
yeah, and if he wanted to bring anyone along,
is there anybody
I'd love that too.
Close to, like, Riverton, Bluffdale, Utah?
Absolutely. In fact, our class is going to be held near Camp Williams out there in Lehigh, Eagle Mountain area. And we do a lot in Eagle Mountain.
Okay. I'll make sure I tell my son. I'll be talking to him shortly.
Please do. I would love that.
Well, I would love to get him in the Pennsylvania Defenders, but he's in Salt Lake City, so he's going to be all yours.
All right. I'd love to take him under my wing. I'll take very good care of him.
I know you will, dear. I wasn't worried in the least. I thank you for allowing me to come in and feel welcome. If I can be of any assistance, please do not hesitate to contact me, and I will work in conjunction with Bobby and the rest of the board members. If there's anything I personally can do, and I'm speaking for the group, if we can do, I'm sure we will most assuredly help you.
Likewise, Cassandra, and I'm here with my support full force for Defender 7 as well. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. I get it from Bobby. By the way, you will have to buy him a bag of throat lozenges.
Yeah, I tend to get sick when they invite me to things.
Yeah, suddenly. only he gets laryngitis.
That's a good thing.
Oh, my God.
We'll provide
Bobby,
plenty of
I love
dogs.
You, and I love the
attack.
Defenders. I've got to get my butt
in
bed.
I love you, too, dear. Yes. Go,
all right,
you
take
rest.
Care.
You be safe
okay.
out
good
there,
night.
You and JoJo.
Absolutely.
You and JoJo, be safe.
Bye, honey. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Thank you.
That was a treat. That was really nice
yes.
to have her on.
She's awesome. And, hey, Weathers, you're still with us, right? I know he's on, but he must have muted us. Because we could pitch in and send Lorna out there to learn how to cook.
Hey, I've owned a catering company for 9 years. You come out, I'll teach you how to cook. In the kitchen and on the campfire.
There you go, Lorna.
I can cook just fine, thank you.
Yeah, ice cream.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Ice cream.
That was,
you got a
that
place
was a
to
close
stay
one.
Here with me, Lorna.
She likes to burn cereal in the morning for her grandkids, poor kids.
Yeah, I do not. I don't feed them.
And grilled cheese.
Yeah, burnt grilled cheese. Don't ask for her special, which is a burnt grilled cheese.
I don't mind a good burnt grilled cheese. I'm okay with that.
Burnt grilled cheese is actually pretty good.
I can teach you how to cook some good steak.
I can cook you up some good deer steak, too.
That do. Yes.
I don't remember the last time I had a steak.
I didn't say steak. I said snake.
Oh, snake.
The snake
right.
is so
I know
good.
I never had
snake
any
so
of that.
Tender.
It's good. Alligators.
Hey, one thing.
Are
I
you talking rattlesnake?
Rattlesnake
yeah.
and python.
Python.
I've never
good.
Had a python.
Sure.
Oh, python is like the filet mignon of snake.
I would taste it.
What's their texture like?
It's. Everybody says
like
it tastes like chicken.
Flaky.
No, not the taste, bonehead, the texture.
I know, no. Yeah, just like Weathers just said, it's light and flaky.
Oh.
But
it's white
it's,
flaky meat.
With juices, if you cook it right.
Yeah,
right.
Sounds good. I have a texture thing. If it's a food that's kind of like gummy worms, it's going to come right back out as fast as it went in.
No, it's not like that.
No, no.
I have an idea for...
Squid, what do you call it, calamari? Oh, my God.
That's good stuff.
Let me some calamari.
Yes.
I don't know.
Especially
I don't
raw.
Think I even got to taste it. I felt the texture, and it went right back out.
Hey, I wanted to bring up one thing on that 72-hour survival kit, on that survival pack that we were talking about earlier.
Yes.
One thing that, same way with your bug-out bags and things like that, if our power grid ever goes down, it's a good idea. Or to have precious metals, gold, silver.
Ooh, absolutely. Certainly.
Yep, bartering tools.
Bartering stuff, you know.
Yep.
Bartering tools, and also you can use them to make self-defense weapons
yes.
as well. You can use them to repair things that you wouldn't, because parts won't be readily available if something like that were to happen. So if you need to machine or make parts. You can certainly do that. And even vodka. So vodka is another one, too. That's a great survival tool. In an emergent situation, you wouldn't necessarily want to drink because it dehydrates you, but you can use it to kill pain and clean wounds and kill bacteria. So vodka is another great one to have on hand.
I'd use it to kill the pain, all right.
Well, make survival a little more interesting.
You got
my my bug out pack that I keep at the house. That I keep a small vial of bleach, which is good for purifying water.
Certainly.
I keep plant food, like rose powdered rose food you put in your plants, mix it up with water, and keep a small vial of that in a small plastic container of antifreeze, like you would put in your car. What it is, plant food. Now, I've had a lot of people, no way. Why would you have something like that? It's a chemical fire is what it creates.
Right.
Oh,
when
wow.
You pour a little bit of the plant food on the ground, and all it takes is a couple drops of antifreeze. Give it about not even 30 seconds, and it'll start smoking and combust into a fire.
Brilliant. Great way to have warmth. Brilliant.
Right.
Learn something new tonight.
Like I said, you're never too old to learn something new.
Certainly. You all have this great knowledge that I love that we're sharing it together. So while we're on the subject of fires, there's lots of ways we can start a fire and learn the difference. Like, if, you know, people who are listening in and want to know a little bit more, you know, research fires. There's difference between tinder and kindling and stages of how things burn in a fire and how we light them. Different ways to start a fire. You can even take a gum package. I don't know if you guys have ever seen this. Take a foil gum package, cut a little body silhouette off the side to kind of create a body silhouette shape out of that gum package, and put the foil end on the positive and negative part of a battery, and that will ignite.
Yeah, I've done that.
Also,
actually,
using a 9-volt battery and steel wool will ignite.
Yeah, we were just talking about Lieutenant General B. Scott Mazza was just talking about that the last show we had, that he carries steel wool and 9-volt batteries.
Yes.
9-volt batteries last a long time. I think that's great. It's good to have them on hand.
Steel wool.
You can clean with it. You can. So many uses for that, and starting fire is definitely a good one.
Definitely.
Stick it on somebody's tongue when they're sleeping.
Yeah, they warn us to don't fall asleep around us.
I sleep with one eye open.
Well, with fire building,
we'll still get you.
Probably.
You can do friction fire. I do have an old camera that I had that was broke. I kept a lens for a magnifying glass.
Brilliant. Another great way to start a fire.
That is an awesome way. You know,
you bust out the bottom of a thick Coca-Cola bottle and shave down the jagged edges. Toss it in.
Now,
the pack.
One that it does work, but it's hard. And that is a water bottle filled with water.
Right.
The water will cause, yes, the heat if you put it, keep it in the same position, let the sun shine on your tinder through the water bottle. And that's another great way. Brilliant. I'm glad you brought that one up, too. Now, my brother used to cook bugs with magnifying glass, and he used to make me so mad. I would always save all those bugs. Another use for magnifying glass is if you ever need food and need a quick protein fix, earthworms are great protein. And a way that you can cook them really quick. Oh, man, but you squeeze them out. You squeeze out the inner part of the earthworm, and you set those out to dry, and you could cook it with a magnifying glass, ground it up, and you've got protein powder.
Yep.
Also, grubs.
Grubs are good. So we're so is the perfect you just got to be careful with it and know your mosses.
Right.
Because some of the mosses
that
you can use, you put it in your mouth just like you would like a dip. And you get an instamatic water as you're walking.
You know what to trick your body also to get the moisture, 2 small pebbles.
Yep.
And what it does, the saliva glands in your mouth will start creating moisture.
Yep.
And it tricks your body like you're getting the water that you need.
Yep, just by producing that saliva.
Right. Right.
Brilliant. Well, that's something
keeps
new I learned as well.
Yeah, it keeps you going. And like I said, the moss, too, because the moss is all natural.
Right.
Moss you can also use as tinder for lighting fire.
Yes. Yes.
Lots of things to learn. You know, I'm glad that you guys are covering all of these really important subjects, all these ways to survive. Get out there and learn. You know, start with one thing. Learn fires 1 week or a month. Get out there, try them. You know, use different striking materials. And get out there and eat some bugs. It's a lot of fun. People think that's really disgusting, but it's great. It's cheap entertainment when you were around a fire and you were grossing everyone out, eating all the ants. I mean that is a good time right there. Learning the crucial survival skills and it's cheap entertainment. A lot of fun.
Right.
Get out there and grow some people out, guys.
Yes.
Yep.
And it's
I'm grossed out.
But you know, like Colonel Weathers was saying, and we always say on the show too, is that when it comes to survival and when it comes to this group, and now we have y'all with us, but this group alone, that's why we want to get everybody meeting each other. So they can go out and like 1 weekend, okay, we're going to set up a survival camp, learn how to build a lean-to or shelter or firewall for sleeping.
When it comes to shelter building, there's so many different shelters that are very quick and easy. One for winter, one for summer, one for spring and fall. I mean, there's so many out there, you know. But I urge people to go out and actually do it and practice it. Not only will it help you in a survival situation, but it gives you those set of skills.
Yes,
you know,
and it helps you to help others, so you
right.
can teach them.
Certainly.
And Heather, we wanted to let you know too. I don't know if Colonel Weathers has told you, but anytime you do any type of training, if you put it on video or get pictures, feel free to post all over our group pages.
Yes, please.
And we would love that. Absolutely love that. And likewise with you. Love to team up with you guys. Colonel Weathers put some stuff on the site with the 72-hour pack, and we encourage that on ours as well. You guys have a lot of great information that I would love to share with our team. So we would love that as well.
You're more than welcome to share anything you want from us to them. If we don't get a chance to get on there and share it to your group.
I appreciate that.
We,
I will certainly do that.
If you go in to at the top of our Facebook national page, click on the photos, and there is some stuff in there, videos, all kinds of different pictures, survival stuff. You know, you're more than welcome to screenshot or share any of it onto your page.
Yeah.
Perfect. Hey, I'm looking at it right now. You've got some great stuff on there.
That's what we said. And we're just starting. I mean, we'll be a year old on Sunday.
That's wonderful.
Sunday will be a year that we've been in operation. And we've come a long way. And I'm very proud of all my officers that helped us get this far and our members.
Well
we deeply appreciate your cause.
And we appreciate what you do, too. That's why I was glad when Colonel Weathers brought it up to us to bring you guys in with us. Because we can teach, like we all said, we can teach each other.
Certainly.
And
that's,
you know,
definitely the goal.
Right. And we can send, you know, people to you to get the outdoor training and anything else that you all need, you just give us a holler. Well, you know, if we're able to do it, we're right there behind you.
Oh, we appreciate that support. Our motto at Patriots Prepared is camaraderie, compassion, and service. And
yes.
You guys do all of that, Defender 7. You guys, great, great team, great people. I've never felt more welcome in such an amazing, absolutely amazing team. You guys are incredible. I appreciate all you're doing. I appreciate the opportunity to be on here tonight.
I appreciate that. And you're more than welcome on this show anytime because you are a member. And I had created this blog talk and donated and dedicated it to the Defender 7.
Fantastic.
And we
so
encourage
any,
everybody call in, talk with one of us. Matter of fact, if you have any questions on what she's doing with her training, call in and ask. If you have a question of any ideas or anything, call in, talk to us, let us know you're there. You know, you want to give out the phone
please.
Number, Bobby?
Yes, it's area code 914-205-5773. Again, to call in, that number is area code 914-205-5773. Give us a call. Come in and chat with us. Bring your expertise or bring your questions. That's what we're here for.
Yes, because without our listeners, we don't have a show. So,
right. And,
you know,
And just another thing too, Heather, if you got anybody that's in your group that owns their own business, or authors, whatever, send them over to us to do an interview with them on here. It's
wonderful.
Good exposure for businesses. Right.
Pardon me?
I'm sure you get from all walks of life, and that's what I'm saying. You know, they want to be interviewed about their business, or if they're too scared to jump on the radio, just tell me what the business is and the name of it, where it's at, and we can go from there.
That sounds great. Great way to advertise. Mike's a great team. And, well, I'll certainly do that. We've got a great team members, newscasters, house moms, teenagers, a lot of different people. So, yeah, I will definitely spread the word and share. You've got some great content. So we will definitely be sharing a lot of the information that you guys have on our page and kicking that camaraderie into gear, that teamwork.
Yes, and that's what us veterans miss is the camaraderie with, and that's why Colonel Weathers and I both, and the rest of our board members, we spent about 2 years talking about putting this together.
Yeah.
And the way we wanted to do it, and as I said, we'll be a year old on Sunday, and I couldn't be more prouder of these guys and gals. And we opened it up to the civilian side, too, because civilians also bring something to the table.
Certainly.
One thing we've always said is everybody has something to bring to the table. Whether
yes,
you know it or not.
To contribute. We'll bring out your best and your worst. I mean, you might not think that you have something to contribute, and just by talking to you, we could tell you, oh, well, there you go. There's one thing that you know.
And you
absolutely.
Can help
everybody has
help
gifts and talents.
Else. Right.
Absolutely.
Exactly. And to get them to apply it to a group such as ours and yours is awesome.
It truly is. It's beautiful to see everyone come together from two great teams and people from all walks of life. And you're right, everybody has gifts and talents, and they may not be fully exercised. And we encourage everyone to exercise those talents and contribute. Everybody's welcome.
Yep.
You know, my talent is cooking.
No, your talent will be cooking after we send you to the cooking class out at Heather's.
I want
more
one of those grilled cheese sandwiches.
I can burn it perfectly.
I'm hungry now.
Hey, Bobby.
Yes.
Betcha it tastes better
know
than
how
bugs.
To,
That's right.
She does know how to use a split and maul and chop wood.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, she does.
Do.
Yep. Yeah, well, no, I wouldn't say she's perfected it because she always hurts herself.
Well, that is true. She is accident prone.
We won't talk about that.
I got pictures.
Blackmail.
Yeah. The
exactly.
Best one was my leg.
That and sleeping at work.
Yep.
Your feet up
you don't
on the
want that. We got her busted.
Oh, goodness.
And
see,
I didn't know how to run
about.
Stuff. What?
We know how to have fun. We know how to make teaching everybody into fun. You know, that's
that's the good part. I mean, this is get your kids involved with this also. I mean, it's awesome what to bring everybody in, you know, bring the whole family, because we can make it fun for the kids too.
Hey, yeah, I love it. That's what life is all about.
In fact, we're going to have very soon we're going to have an auxiliary to Defender 7 for the teenagers and below, for, you know, for kids on
right.
the Defender 7.
Awesome.
We are working on that as we speak, too.
Yes, because my daughter wants to get involved with it. She's 17. The auxiliary.
I don't know what that is.
You'll know.
count my daughter in. She's 17. She's quite the outdoorsman.
Oh, there you go. She get along great with my daughter because my daughter's a hunter and everything, same as I am.
That's why I want to get going on the girls, because they're more outdoorsy girls right now. Before they get into the technology crap, I want them outdoors.
Exactly.
Well,
you get them teaching them now how to walk through the woods and whatnot, and they won't want to play no video games.
At
well,
four
it's true.
Years old,
yeah,
this
I
is
got
the time
to
get it.
Through the woods. I can't find my house.
At 4 years old is now the time to get them to start.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the perfect age.
Absolutely. You're never too young, you're never too old, you know, to develop those skills. I've got some older people that are interested in learning some of the tactical emergency casualty care course. Yeah, all are welcome.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I wish I lived closer, because I would definitely go.
Well,
I would.
You guys can pull the same things together. Reach out to your EMT trainers and people who run those courses. I encourage people to do it in their own communities. It's a great way to get everyone together, and it's a great way to be more prepared.
Oh, I totally agree. Totally agree.
See, that's why I like where I live at, because if fire department gives free classes for CPR training and first aid.
Right.
Well, that's
right.
Great. Yeah. Yeah, there's stuff like there are resources in every community. All it takes is one person to spark some interest and to get a lot of people together for great causes. And help your
right.
community. And the more of us that we can gather, the more chances we have of making sure that we have a better tomorrow.
Sure.
Amen to that. Amen
and
to that.
That's why we encourage everybody to join us and get involved and participate in a lot of the things that we got coming up. I don't know. We talked about it last year. We're trying. I don't know if it's too late, but we were trying to get together a ruck march down on the DC Mall with live bands. And I'm not talking. I mean, we'll have local bands, but I'm talking big name bands that already told me that they would volunteer. And they would donate their time if we got enough people involved.
Yeah,
wow,
our,
that's great.
One thing about our Ruck March, what it's about is put the awareness out there of 22 veterans commit suicide a day.
And
wow.
Now if you take first responders, which will be added into the mix
right.
with us, you've got more than 22 a day.
Exactly. Police, firefighters, EMTs, they have seen some of the worst stuff also, just like us vets. And, you know, PTSD awareness is a big thing. And with us, we have the military aspect of it, but we can help each other, you know.
Yeah.
Talk to
PTSD
us.
Is PTSD. I don't care how you got it. If you were diagnosed with it, you got it. And it don't
right.
matter whether you're combat or a civilian or a veteran. It affects you the same way it affects us.
Right.
And it's true.
Right.
It's something that's not always seen from the outside. It's an internal conflict that's very real. And it's important to be supportive and learn more about it and be more aware, and throwing things like this, like the cause that you're pulling together is huge to bring awareness to the community so we can prevent those types of things from happening to the people that,
exactly.
that work hard to defend and protect our country and our communities every day.
Right. Exactly. I mean,
you know, we always put it out there. That's why that little jingle before the show starts with the if you suffer from depression and whatnot and PTSD, we mean it. If you're having a rough time of it, at any time, day or night, one of us is always on the Defender 7 page. And if you
yeah.
can't get a hold of anybody, ask somebody for our number. I don't have a problem giving my number out. That's 803-240-1620. And if you message me, text me, I might not hear it, but if my phone rings, it wakes me up, believe me. It don't matter what time of the day or night it is. If I'm laying down, and one
of
us is always on.
On. Always. I mean, we've got 7 board members, and we work around the clock on our messengers, in our chat rooms, on our Facebook page, on our website. You can always get a hold of one of us.
Yep, that I know.
That's
you don't
huge.
Have to give a name or nothing. We're just like the 800 number. If you don't feel comfortable giving us your name, you don't have to. It's just
right.
somebody that you can reach out and talk to. We're here for you. We're here for anybody.
You're not alone.
Exactly, and that's the way that we want everybody to know that.
Do you know about those PTS stamps?
Yeah.
Say that one more time?
Yeah.
The PTSD stamps from the post office?
Yes.
Yeah. One thing, and I'll say this much. With the board members, and like I said, we're all veterans. We've all served. If it wasn't for those guys and girls, I probably wouldn't be here. I mean, we have PTSD. We've been in combat. We know what it's like. We talk to each other all the time. If somebody needs help, we're here to help. So
yep.
you can always call us. Always.
And a group of our nature is what keeps most of us that do suffer to combat PTSD, that's what's keeping us going. That's what keeping meaningness and life in us.
Amen to that, brother. And that goes
with
the firefighters.
It'd be great to hear from some of those people.
Well, that goes along with any firefighters, police, EMTs also. I mean, we're here.
Anybody, civilians, you know, like
yes.
I said, you didn't, PTSD is not racist. It'll strike anybody at any time.
And it affects everybody different.
Right. I just want people to feel comfortable with being able to reach out to us knowing that they won't be judged and because they're a civilian or whatnot. That doesn't matter. PTSD is PTSD. That's the way we feel about it. And if we could save one life, hey, it was well worth losing that hour of sleep. It was well worth losing that hour of being on the phone. I don't care. I'm up all hours of the night. Somebody calls me, I'm here.
Hey, Bobby, how many hours? Well, we've stayed up till sunlight the next day.
Yup. Yup. Yes, we have.
So we know.
But that's what I mean, getting into the structure of our group. As I said, we researched and we talked a lot before we put it together. We didn't just jump in head first. We knew what we were getting into. And that's what we're striving for all the way as we go forward, is how can we make it better?
You guys are a great example to all of America and all of our communities. And what an awesome team. What an absolutely awesome team. And I'm grateful to be a part of such an amazing group.
Well, we thank you for even coming in and being with us.
I've seen nothing but great things to come for both sides.
You know, and I'm
That's
glad that you
sure.
said that, because there are great things. You know, even though we're preparing for maybe a catastrophe, an emergent situation, it's important to not be afraid. The time isn't here. It's important to enjoy life to fullest and enjoy little things. You know, take time to enjoy that grilled cheese sandwich or time outdoors and enjoy your family.
Right.
Take a moment to yourself.
Enjoy that.
You know, sometimes
enjoy that. Mm-hmm. Enjoy that burnt cheese sandwich.
I can taste it right now.
And the one good thing, though, that I do want to put out, not only are you learning or teaching something, but you get to meet so many great people from all across America.
Yeah,
you
and
get
that's
the
treasure.
Yes.
You know, developing those friendships is one of the most important assets that we will find that we have in our lives are the memories that we develop with the people that we surround ourselves with.
Exactly.
It's great stress relief. And it's a good way to get out and, get outside yourself and be in service of others.
Right.
Yep.
That's
what it's all about.
We like to do a lot of joking and playing, but we also talk about different things, where what's going on in your state, what's happening in your state, how is it where you're at, you know? So
well,
there's a lot of good information from all across the United States, too.
Yes.
If I didn't laugh and joke around, I'd probably be going insane.
Me too.
Laughing is definitely best medicine.
Yep, that's right. That's why we bust on each other. It's a good release.
Yes,
it is.
You can't
it
be
is.
Serious
I've
all
family
the time.
Where we pick on each other. You can't be serious.
Right.
You know.
No,
it is.
I mean, there's a time for seriousness, but there's a time. When all that builds up, laughter's the best policy and the best medicine.
Mm-hmm.
It is great medicine.
To get that frustration out instead of a negative way. I mean, Weathers and I, we like to do our shooting therapy, our range therapy.
Yeah.
Which is good too.
There's nothing like after a good stressful week going out with an AR-15 or a 12 gauge or a pistol and blowing up some targets.
Yep.
And I love the smell of gunpowder.
Yep. And I don't know if you're aware, Heather, you might have been seeing it since you've been part of the group. We have church on Sunday. We have our chaplain, our national chaplain, that does a service from 2 to 4 Eastern. And then on Monday nights, our Colonel Kimberly Purvis does a medical show.
And she
is. Yeah, I heard about her show. Wow.
So, you know, we're still in the works. I mean, we have plenty of time slots that if you wanted to do a show or whatever, just let me know when and where. We got this. This is 7 days a week that we could schedule shows anytime from in the afternoon till all the way up till midnight.
Oh, wow.
And the time slots are 15 minutes to all the way up to 180 minutes. So we could do a few shows. I mean, like I said, we're just now trying to schedule shows so that we got something going on each day. But right now we got Thursday nights, Saturday nights, and Sunday and Monday, 4 days out of the week, already covered. We just got to find time slots information to put out for the other days that we can use.
That's great. I would love to see maybe we touched on some subjects, the 72-hour pack. With Kimberly, Colonel Kimberly, she is going over medical. I would love her input and have a show where we specifically talk about trauma kits and what should go in a first aid kit. And we talked a little bit about, skill set. What is your skill set? You know, if you don't know how to handle, you know, someone in a really rough situation, you know, head injury, those types of things, basic abrasions, and a house mom. They are doctors,
nurses too.
You know, they administer medicine all the time. They have a different skill set. Someone with a little bit more training may want some, other things in their trauma kits and first aid pack. So that would be a really great subject. So I would love to see maybe in depth. You know, what are we going to put in our first aid kits, setting up our mess kits, those types of things. Each subject would be fantastic.
Just get with her and you guys can hash that out and do a show together.
Hey,
I would love that.
I believe she put out a list for a first aid bag.
Yeah,
I think she did.
Page.
I think. Pardon me.
It's on the medical page.
Yes. Yeah. And we can get.
But that's all right, Heather. I can add you to that page. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd love that.
I mean, I get confused because we have so many pages of different things.
I know. I know, it's crazy, but we got 50 states to cover, too.
Exactly. And
different subjects and skill sets.
Right. Well,
yeah.
us board members.
Determination.
We are in every state chat room, every Facebook page for that state. We are always on there monitoring, helping. We try to, every morning we say good morning in every state in the U.S., good afternoon in every state in the U.S. just
and,
to get people communicating.
Yep. It's,
because
I mean,
participation is the key.
Exactly, and that's why we do it. And we
we're trying
to revive a lot of the staterooms that do have people in them, but they're not
responding.
And we're trying to bring them out of their shells, just to say hello or just to let them know that we're there.
Right, right.
That's a great way to be organized. I feel like we feel a need to be organized and have that togetherness, and you guys have done such a great job to pull that together. We definitely need more of that, and joining Defender 7 is a great way. I love hearing those morning greetings, those afternoon and evening greetings. Nice to know you guys are there.
If you take notice, whenever somebody says good morning back to us, we go right back to that room and say, how are you doing today? Or, you know, thank you for asking. It's all about, it might be small talk, but it's getting you to open up and say, hey, somebody is in here.
Yeah, great way to bring us all together.
And then once, you know, we have some elderly people also that's in our group.
Yep.
We have some handicapped.
We've got a few. Not mentioning no names, but we have some pretty important people in the group too that support us.
Right.
And,
you know, they're not alone.
No.
We want everybody to be welcomed and to talk, you know, with us. Because if you're living by yourself, you always have somebody to talk to. One of us will talk to you. It doesn't matter what race, religion, what's your disability. We're here for you.
Yep.
That's what we're about.
And that's where our everybody contributes. We even talk about wheelchair-bound disabilities.
Yeah.
They have something to contribute.
Right.
And I brought a couple of them out of their shell. And they're like, well, I never thought of it that way. And I'm like, well, disability is only what's wrong with you. It's not a handicap.
Right.
If you can still take care of yourself and you have a skill that I brought out of you, then guess what? You're better off than what you thought you were.
Everybody that is with our group is an asset. Everyone, you know, and it's...
Well, Weathers is just an ass, but...
I was going to say that about you.
I knew you guys were going to go there. I knew it. But every one of our members...
And Heather's probably going, oh, my God, what did I get myself into?
Oh, no, you guys look like my family. It's
camaraderie. Dysfunctional
I'm
family.
This is and I was
well, just to let you know, just in case you slip out on a word, don't worry about it, because we're not FCC compliant. This is an open air, and the FCC has no jurisdiction.
Right.
Nice.
Right.
That's why we can get away with a lot of things that we talk about without getting in trouble.
I like that. You know, I like these open subjects. It's really important to be very real and open and discuss these subjects that may be a little uncomfortable. It's really important to be able to talk about these things, especially like PTSD. It's very real. A lot of people out there feel like they're alone, but it's nice to know that they aren't, that there's a team of amazing people here that are offer support and a listening ear, or just help you, you know, feel like, you know, you can talk and get out, and it's great to be able to feel a little bit lighter, and
well,
it's great to have a team
to get out of the bubble, you know, think outside the box. And
sure, and PTSD is like being in a bubble. It really is. It's
you're a prisoner in your own mind.
Yep.
Debilitating. Yep, certainly.
And I know it was hard for me, and I know Bobby's had some lot of troubles. And, you know, we've known each other for, I don't know, quite a long time now. And we have helped each other tremendously.
Yes.
You know, and if we can do that for another person, then it was well worth it.
Amen to that.
It sure is.
So, and that's, you know, anybody with a disability, I don't care if you're blind, if you're missing a leg, an arm, or whatever, it doesn't matter. I mean, you're still human.
Yep.
You still got
life in you.
That's right.
A lot to experience, a lot of things to enjoy out there.
And with our group, we have a lot of things that is in the works for everybody, from children to adults. So stick around with us, because I tell you what, it's going to get fun and interesting.
Oh, yeah. It's only up from here, and it's only going to be get better.
Exactly. We're still on that upward climb on that mountain, but we're going to reach that top, and together we will all reach it together. You know, like I said, without our members, we wouldn't have a group. So
no.
Everybody is important.
Yup.
Well, Bobby, we got, looks like 13 minutes.
Yeah, I was going to say we can close it up since it's, since we did get half the show before this. And again,
we started one and started another, so.
And again, I apologize to those that are listening and to you guys, especially that are with me here tonight. I don't know, something happens. This isn't the first time that we've been cut off a show, but thank God we were able to get back on before we couldn't get back on. But I guess Blog Talk's getting better with their outages or whatnot.
Right.
But I really appreciate you coming in and talking about your group, Heather. And I thank you for all the compliments that you've given our group.
And that goes the same for your group.
Yes.
Most definitely.
Yes. And
thank you
I
for
said,
the opportunity.
Talk it over with your group and any of your group that's got a business or are authors, anything. If they want to just be interviewed on something that they're experienced with, it don't matter. That's what we're here for. That's what we open the airwaves up for.
I'll spread the word,
right.
And I would love to mention it at each of our groups as well. It's great to be able to team up with some great people, Defender 7, and make this happen. It's great to see us all communicate, get on the same page.
Definitely.
Right. Amen. And you're more than welcome to post your group on our national Facebook or on our website also.
Yeah, wherever you want to post that, go for it.
Right.
Thank you. Yeah, and if any of your group wants to join, yeah.
And matter of fact, if you want to also post in our on our national Facebook page about your 72-hour pack, survival pack, please do so, because that's we want all of our members. I think everybody would enjoy that, you know.
Yes.
I would love to see that. Love to see everyone join the challenge. We've got it on our event page, and I did create one. I'm not sure if I created it on your national page. I may have just created it on the Utah page, but under the event, anyone can click on that and join, chime in. If you join the event, then you'll get regular notifications, and you'll know what we'll what we're putting together each week for your 72-hour pack. And I want to stress to everybody, it's important to be prepared. You know, it doesn't take a whole lot of money. You can get Army surplus packs, those types of things, little mess kits, and even items from your own that you already have in your own home. It doesn't have to be super expensive. I do stress, it doesn't have to. You don't have to have everything that we list in your pack either. It should be something that's very personal to you and your skill set, and we'll go over that more in detail as you join our page and you get that information from our group. But yeah, let us know if you have any questions or need any help.
And feel free to anytime that we do a show, it's feel free to come in anytime. You can come in on any one of the shows.
Right.
To be here again.
All you gotta do is
it
call.
Be nice
that's
to have
why
you.
We, yeah, that's why we always post on there that we like to have call-ins, and it don't matter if you don't know the topic of the night. If you want to learn something that you don't know or never heard of, that's the best way to find out is call in and talk to us just like we're doing tonight.
Yeah, get involved, but, and I urge other people to everybody. Do that on our pages. You know, if you guys have questions,
feel free to share any of our talk shows that we do in your group or on your page, whatever. Because
we
that
certainly
gets us
will.
Out there
you guys
too.
Have great content. Absolutely.
But I hate to cut everybody short, but we need to wrap this up. And again, I thank everybody for being here with me tonight. It was an awesome show. I hope everybody took something away from tonight's show, and we will continue to bring as much experience as we can. God bless America. God bless our president. God bless the United States. God bless our troops. And God bless the Defender 7.
Hoorah!
Do you or someone you know suffer from depression? If so, please contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255.